USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Joe did not reach out to me. I reached out to him and told him that I wanted to do this.
The widow of Republican Senator John McCain, Cindy McCain, discussing why she's chosen to back former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden this November. McCain saying this morning she hopes other Republican women will do the same.
I hope that women particularly take a look at what's going on and the fact that I have stepped forward and decided to do this. I hope they will maybe take a different look and take a harder look at the race and perhaps step over the line the way I did.
The late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg lying in repose at the U.S. Supreme Court today after passing away at 87 last week. A private ceremony being held for Ginsburg's family, close friends, and members of the court, and a public viewing will then be held until 10 o'clock Eastern tonight. This is USA Radio News.
We all have health goals, but let's face it. You are living in some fantasy world if you think you are suddenly about to start eating better. In fact, have you thought of this? How many different servings of fruit have you eaten today? How many servings of vegetables? And sorry, Dad, French fries and ketchup don't count. The experts recommend eating over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables each day. That's where Balance of Nature comes in. With 3 fruit and 3 veggie capsules, Balance of Nature gives you all your daily recommended servings and contains 31 different fruits and vegetables. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Change your life now by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Trump was at a rally in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania last evening, and in New Hampshire, Vice President Mike Pence spoke to supporters in Guilford. And a big topic at both rallies was the nomination President Trump will make to fill the seat left vacant by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Pence telling the rally in Guilford,
"This Saturday, President Donald Trump will nominate another principled conservative, a woman to the Supreme Court of the United States. And after the United States Senate fulfills their duty to advise and consent, we're going to fill that seat."
Legendary running back Gale Sayers has died today. The Pro Football Hall of Fame says he passed away at 77. Sayers, a Chicago Bears legend, who scored 22 touchdowns in his rookie season in 1965. Injuries cut his career short, but he still became a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1977. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Intelligence officials reportedly believe that Russian President Vladimir Putin is directing an operation to intervene in the upcoming U.S. election. The Washington Post reporting the CIA has assessed that Putin and other top Russian officials are behind efforts to disparage Democratic nominee Joe Biden. Their efforts are also meant to sow public discord ahead of the November election. Intelligence officers making a similar determination about Putin's direct involvement in plans to disrupt the 2016 election. Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher is issuing 2 executive orders ahead of any decision in the Breonna Taylor shooting case. The first order declares a state of emergency and allows Fisher to hire people to deal with possible unrest in the streets of that city, also allowing him to implement curfews and other restrictions. The second order will ban on-street parking and some parking in some downtown parking garages. Fisher says in a statement he's not sure when Attorney General Daniel Cameron will announce his decision in the case, but it's expected in the next few days. And one of the founding members of the Four Seasons is being remembered after losing a battle with coronavirus. Tommy DeVito was 92. He was behind hits like Big Girls Don't Cry and Sherry. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.